Now, a big ranch like that, it has 8 or 10,000 acres. How many people?
We just went on it. Yeah, about 4 or 5 hired hands there to work for.
And that's all it takes.
Yeah, that's all it takes. Yeah.
How many cattle would that be?
Oh, some. In a big ranch like that, we can have around 1,000 heads cattle.
That's a lot of cattle. So that's about what? About 10 acres?
About 10, 12 acres per head. But now there are no big ranches anymore. They're all divided among them. Most of the ranches are around 1,500 to 1,000 acres. Some the smaller, 500, 250, 300. There are a lot of small tracts now.
Well, now on a ranch, were they owned by people like the people live here, or are they owned by outsiders here?
No, people that live here. People that live here.
So it's all natives here?
Yeah, all natives. Most all natives. There were a few that live in Laredo, but most live here in town.
Now, since you've worked out in the county and all like that, right, do most of your friends live around here in Zapata?
Yes. Most everyone lives in Zapata. Well, some move to Laredo, maybe some other places. And
tell me about your church, sir.
It's a very... I don't go very often to the church, but it's a nice Catholic church. We have the Baptist, the First Baptist Church, had the Catholic Church, and I think well, 2 or 3 others.
So you have a lot of churches here?
Yes.
Has the church changed any since you were, when you were young?
Yes. Yes. People in those days, I remember they were very, I say, devoted to, they got a lot of respect for the church.
Did they go every Sunday?
Yeah, we used to go every Sunday, every morning, every Sunday morning, and sometimes at night. But not anymore. The people there, I don't know why, but they're, I tell you, in those days, I think there were about 100% Catholic people here in Zapata and San Ignacio. That's the 2 towns where I know most of the people. Now, those people have changed. Some they are going to the First Baptist Church, some to the Church of Christ, some to the Evangelist Church. Now they are divided. People just, I don't know why, but it's,
they've just
split up, yes.
And you said you've lived here though all your life then in Zapata County. Have you traveled elsewhere then?
Oh well, not much. I used to go to Houston to watch baseball. Every year I used to take my grandson every year to Houston. I went to California, New Mexico, Arizona. I traveled all those tours, just for pleasure.
So you've done a lot of traveling then, it sounds like. Yeah. Tell me about some of the trips you've taken.
Austin, Dallas, I went through all most of Texas.
So do you like to travel?
Yes, I like to travel, but I haven't traveled any for the last two years, since my grandson fractured his skull, had that accident. We haven't traveled in it. We just